feedback. Some people call it the breakfast of champions. I like to call it the breakfast, lunch, dinner, morning tea, afternoon tea, and supper of human beings who want to get better at what we do. How can we possibly improve if people don't give us feedback? So when they do, what a great thing to say, thank you. And even if you don't agree with the feedback that you've been given, if you're open to feedback, people are more likely to go through that awkward process. And we all know how uncomfortable it is to have to say to somebody, I think you need to do this better, or I think you need to improve, or I received bad service, or somebody made me angry or hurt my feelings and I think it should be changed. We all know how uncomfortable that is to have to go to somebody and say that. So if somebody has the time investment and they've come to us and said, hey, I think, Rowie, that you need to improve in this area, the only thing to say is thank you, because if you're open to feedback, people are more likely to give you feedback. So isn't it awesome when somebody comes to you personally and shares with you how you can improve, how you can get better? Now, of course, we love it when somebody comes to us with praise and compliments. That always makes us feel amazing. However, we don't grow too much from our praise. We grow from our kick in the backside, which is a forced step forward. We go up and forward when we get kicked in the butt. So why is it that so many people don't do that anymore? Is it because they're lacking in courage, or they don't like confrontation, or it's just easier to go to social media and whine and complain about a person or a business rather than going directly to the person who can actually make a difference? So it's easy to whine about a business and the poor service that you received or the bad experience that you had. But if you are in business, wouldn't you prefer it if somebody came to you and said, personally, I had a bad experience, please can you fix it for me, rather than complaining to the world? Let's go to the person who can provide us with a solution before we share with the world. And negativity is something that everybody seems to love sharing with the world. Yes, this bad thing happened to me. But ultimately, that bad thing will keep happening to other people if we don't give the right feedback to the right person who can change that situation, make it better, and provide a solution for everybody. So when you get to the end of your day, what a great question to ask yourself. Did I receive feedback today? And if yes, am I open to change, and will I be a better person tomorrow because of the feedback that I received? If I didn't get any feedback today, perhaps tomorrow is a great opportunity to ask my boss or my employees or my customers or my clients to give me feedback so I can become better at what I do. Did I give constructive feedback today? Did I praise and compliment people today? Did I say thank you for the great experiences that I had or the great customer service that I had? Versus if I had a poor experience, did I go directly to the owner and manager of that business, or did I go directly to that person and share with them the feedback that I have for them? Versus did I get onto social media and have a whine? Did I get onto a Facebook page, or did I send out a tweet, or did I send out a group post that says, I don't like this business and I think they're terrible and I think that person's horrible? And isn't it interesting that there is so much negativity that's thrown out on the World Wide Web about people that we don't even know? People make comment about politicians, about athletes, about movie stars, about music performers. They've never met them before. They don't know anything about them personally. And yet we seem really happy to say nasty, horrible things about people that we don't even know. The reverse of that, how would you feel if somebody posted something nasty about you on social media, but they'd never met you before? They don't know anything about you. They don't know what you stand for or what kind of person you are. They've just judged you without even knowing you. I wonder if the world would be a better place if we just decided that yes, we would be open to feedback, and yes, if we had feedback to give, we would give it directly to the person, to their face, so that we can see their response or reaction to the information that we're giving them. We never know how much pain we can give people, how much hurt we can deliver if we just nastily post horrible words out to the world. What if we decided from this day forward to be respectful, gorgeous people and never say anything nasty about anybody ever again? I wonder if the world would be a better place.